Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, we don't normally speak at this time of the week, but as we say here in England, we're facing what I would call a bit of a rum do at the moment with this coronavirus outbreak. And I've been hearing lots from you about how much you're appreciating the sound of my dulcet tones right now. So I'm going to be doing everything I can to bring you some extra stuff during this really difficult time. And in this bonus episode, a midweek bonus episode, I'm going to be telling you what I'm planning to do. And we'll also be hearing from a listener in Meet the Listener. So a little bit of extra content to keep you going in these tough times. I know already that On the Ledge provides a really important part of everyone's week on a Friday or whenever you happen to listen. And with many people either self-isolating at home or feeling a bit stressed at work, this is a time when all of us need to hunker down and have some downtime where we can think about something other than our health and the health of our families and friends. And that's where On the Ledge comes in. So here's what I'm going to be doing and what I've already started doing, in fact. So number one, Houseplant Hour. This is an hour of Twitter chat over on the social media platform known as Twitter. And this usually happens once every 2 weeks or once every fortnight, as we say here in the UK. Do you have that term in America? You have a game called Fortnite. Surely you know what a fortnight is. Anyway, so usually Houseplant Hour happens every 2 weeks. But at the moment, I think that all of us could benefit of a weekly dose of plant positivity. So I did one, an extra one last night, 9 o'clock GMT. There'll be another next Tuesday at 9 o'clock GMT. So please, if you are on Twitter, join in. If you're not on Twitter, join Twitter just so you can join in. And it's easy to do. All you need to do is follow me on Twitter, where I'm Jane Perrone. I also have an account for Houseplant Hour at Houseplant Hour. Follow either of those accounts and you will be kept in touch with what's going on. And you can just follow the hashtag Houseplant Hour, which you should put on every post that you contribute to the thread. What can you post? Well, you can just ask a question. You can share some pictures of your plants, bemoan your plant disasters, show off plant hauls, whatever you want to do. Sometimes I'll throw out a question or offer some tips myself. Last night I offered a long thread of suggestions for things that people could do who perhaps don't have many houseplants already or want to extend what they're growing. So take a look at that. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It was things like grabbing some coriander seeds out of your spice rack and sowing them as microgreens. Just really simple things you can do right now if you've got a fair few minutes spare to do something that might provide you with a little punch of flavour in your food in the coming weeks and also just give you something to concentrate on. Number two, Houseplant Buddies. So I've set up a scheme where if you need support, chat and advice, then you can pair up with another listener to get this. I'm mainly running this through Facebook. There's a post on the Houseplant Fans of On the Ledge group where you can tell a little bit about yourself and hopefully find somebody to match up with, and then you can swap Twitter DMs or Facebook DMs or Instagram DMs. I think that's probably the safest way to do it. It's an opportunity to just maybe have a chat with somebody who might have the same plant interests as you, and you might need that extra bit of support one-to-one. So go and look at that Facebook post if you are a member of Houseplant Fans of On the Ledge. If you're not on Facebook and you want to take part, drop me a line and I will try to find somebody for you to pair up with. Extra episodes. Well, as you can hear, this is the first of some extra episodes coming. It's a midweek bonus episode that I'm calling it. It'll come out kind of somewhere in the middle of the week as and when I can. Obviously, this is presuming that I stay well and I can keep putting podcasts out. I will keep you apprised of that as much as I can. These episodes will be a mix of things. They might be extra interviews. They might just be me rambling on randomly. I'm also planning to do some more soundscapes like the one I did at Christmas because I know people enjoyed those. Number four, no breaks. So I'm going to try to keep the show going without taking any breaks over Easter because I know that could be a particularly pressure time for a lot of us. That will mean that the episodes might be a bit shorter or a bit different, but I will try to keep pumping out the episodes week on week. There may be the odd week where I don't do an extra midweek episode, but I will do my best to get as much content out to you. And Patreon subscribers, yes, I will also be putting new stuff out on your feed as well. Now, to make all of this work, I do need your support, and I hate to be asking for money all the time, but there are financial implications to me doing this for me in terms of having to turn down other work in order to do this. Also, I've been getting some extra hours from my assistant Kelly so she can help me, and so money is important. Thank you to those of you who have already come in and given one-off donations or committed to becoming a Patreon subscriber. Thank you to Jonathan and Bobby for your one-off donations, and to Jody and Abigail for becoming legends. Bear in mind, if you do become a legend or a super fan, then that will mean that you do unlock extra content on the... Oh, wow, there's a beautiful long-tailed tit on my quince tree. Oh, you are so gorgeous. Sorry. You know how this happens. I usually edit this bit out, but I'm going to keep it in because it might be fun. So, yes, if you become a legend or a super fan, remember you unlock extra bonus content. So you'll be coming along and you'll be unlocking 40 extra episodes of the podcast. Could come in handy for a few weeks of self-isolation, eh? So that's an option. If you want to do something to support the show, but you want to get something back, which is absolutely fair enough, then one thing you could do is take a look at my merchandise shop. There's 20% off right now until the 20th of March. You just have to go to the site and you'll see the link to redeem that, a black bar at the top, which is where you can redeem that discount. If you go to janeperrone.com, you will find a link that says shop in the top right hand corner, and that will take you to the shop. And just now I have added a new design. It's the Patreon card that I sent out at Christmas, the illustration of me and Wolfie. And this is available as of t-shirts and tank tops and a mug as well. The mug is really nice. I'm going to be ordering myself a mug actually because it's really nice. And you can also get the original logo either in the monochrome or the greens in various different designs. So every time you buy one of those t-shirts, the Jane and Wolfie design, a cut goes to the illustrator and some money goes to me. So you're benefiting the show that way and you end up with a lovely, nice quality t-shirt or vest or whatever to wear and promote the show that way. And if you're looking for a totally free way of supporting the show, well, that is just as easy. If you have family members, friends who are in any way planty people, or you think they have the potential to become a planty person, then let them know about the podcast. It's easy, even if they're not on smartphones or very podcast savvy, they can just go and listen by pressing the play button on each episode on the website. It really is that simple. And I really hope that way we can expand the listenership and get this podcast out to more people who might just need that extra boost of chat about green stuff in their lives. Just to remind you also that I'm doing a Q&A special over the Easter weekend, so get your questions in now. I will try to make that a nice long episode and get in as many questions as possible. So do get your questions to me on theledgepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to take part in Meet the Listener, yes, we want to hear from you because we want to meet as many listeners as possible. So drop me a line to ontheledgepodcast@gmail.com and my assistant Kelly will be in touch with the very simple instructions on how to take part. And finally, I'll be trying to do as much on Instagram as possible in terms of Instagram stories. So if you're not following me on Instagram, please do j.l.perrone. I'm nearly at 10,000 followers, which means that I can do some whizzy things on Instagram stories once I reach that target. So again, if you're not following me on Instagram, please do, because that way I can get to that target and do swiping up extravaganzas and so on. So that about wraps up what I'm up to. If there's anything else that you think you'd like me to do or I could help with, then please do get in touch. It's a busy time, but you are what powers this show and I take direction from you. So please do let me know if there's something that I haven't thought of that you would like to add. Oh, one other thing. I'm going to do a post which is a list of gardening podcasts other than On the Ledge, which are worth a listen. So if you run out of episodes of On the Ledge, you will be able to check that out and look at what other podcasts in the planty world are worth listening to, because there are many and they really deserve your support. So I will post that in all the usual places once it's live. And Friday's episode is an interview with Igor and Judith of Urban Jungle Bloggers about their new book Plant Tribe, so that will be fun too. And now, just as you're getting sick of the sound of my voice, let's meet listener Jen.
Hi, my name is Jen. I am in the United States, in Rhode Island, the East Coast. I've been a person who loves plants since I was probably in my teens, late teens, early 20s. I had a bunch of plants when I lived at home. And then when I went to college, I had to get rid of them all. And I took kind of like a long time to come back to them. But maybe about 2-3 years ago at this point, I started collecting again, and I have a huge collection now, probably around 150 plants or so. Keeps growing, and lots of that is thanks to listening to On the Ledge and learning about a bunch of new plants to collect.
Question one. There's a fire and all your plants are about to burn. Which one do you grab as you escape?
I would say I would probably grab my Begonia venosa, just because I've never seen it again since I bought it. It was the only one actually at the nursery when I bought it, and I've never known anyone else that has one, and I've looked at a few websites online and it's always out of stock and not available, so I just don't think that would be replaceable. So, and it's difficult to propagate, so I haven't been able to do that. So I would probably grab that one since I couldn't get another one.
Question two. What is your favorite episode of On the Ledge?
My favorite episode probably would be the Gesneriad episode. I just didn't think I learned a lot in the episode. I'd never known much about those plants. I thought the expert was really informative, and I just found it really interesting, and of course, you know, led me to buying a handful of Gesneriads after that.
Question three. Which Latin name do you say to impress people?
Usually when I start mentioning Latin names, people's eyes glaze over, so I don't do it too often other than to my plant friends. But I think my favorite name at the moment would be probably Raphidophora tetrasperma. Just sounds kind of cool.
Question four. Crassulation, acid metabolism, or guttation?
I'm going to say guttation, just because I don't even know what crassulation, acid metabolism is. I know what guttation is. I've seen my plants do it, and it's pretty cool.
Question five. Would you rather spend £200 on a variegated monstera or £200 on 20 interesting cacti?
This is a tough one, but this is a hypothetical £200 or dollars, because I would never spend that in real life. I'm going to say, even though I love cacti and love interesting cacti, I would go with the variegated monstera because I really want one. And I really have no idea where I would put 20 cacti in my house. I don't think I could fit anymore. So with the pretend money, I would go with the monstera.
Thanks to Jen. And thanks to my assistant, Kelly, who edits all the Meet the Listener slots. That's it for this midweek bonus episode. Let's stay in touch. Keep talking. Keep looking after your plants. Stay strong. Bye. The music you heard in this episode was Roll Jordan Roll by the Joy Drops and Chiefs by Jazar. Both tracks are licensed under Creative Commons. See janeperrone.com for details.